This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
High in Woodpeckers land. Winners of five of the last six games, a 2-0 start on the road in Salem, Virginia. Tonight, the Woodpeckers take the diamond at Salem Memorial Ballpark and try and make it a three-game winning streak against the Salem Red Sox. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. I'm Andrew Chapman. Pleased to be joined by my broadcast partner, Colin Casey, tonight. And we are live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app for this online radio broadcast. A reminder that you can also find tonight's game in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV, where you'll get the Salem broadcast. Subscribe now, use the promo code Woodpeckers at checkout, and get $10 off your annual subscription. If you weren't with us yesterday, the Woodpeckers came out hot, Colin. Five runs in that first inning. Alex Santos, though, wasn't able to hold that lead. He gave up five runs of his own over three innings. Four of them were earned. He struggled to find the strike zone, walking a season-high five. Then the bullpens kept things scoreless for a little while, and it was a big inning. Another big seventh inning for the Woodpeckers that helped them go on to win that ballgame. That seventh inning has been the all-important inning so far over these first couple of games.
Yeah, been a bit of a theme. We saw that seventh inning, a five-run seventh inning in game one, and all took was one error out in right field that really changed the course of the ball game after Salem seemed like they had all the momentum coming back from that five-run deficit that they dug themselves into in the first inning. So right after they were able to get out of it, it just took a big inning in the seventh for Fayetteville to get things going. Another great game for Colin Price, a pair of doubles, in fact, three RBIs in his second game. He has been very impressive in his first couple of games. And Edinson Batista, quietly four shutout innings in last night's performance. The beat rolls on for him. And right now, Fayetteville riding pretty high. We've got another great arm on the mound here today, trying to make it three in a row and six of seven for the Woodpeckers.
That great arm is Miguel Ulloa, the 20-year-old named just yesterday the Astros Pitcher of the Month, the minor league Pitcher of the Month for July. He was spectacular over July. 2-0 record, .54 ERA. He gave up just one earned run over four appearances, and he'll get the start tonight against Angel Bastardo. Ulloa carries a 2-0 record, 2.27 ERA for the season. Bastardo, 2-3 with a 4.27. The Woodpeckers coming in winners of, again, five of their last six ball games, going back to last weekend at home against Carolina. A 2-0 start to this series for them. And now game three tonight coming up at 7:05 in Salem, Virginia. We'll step aside for a brief break for the playing of the national anthem, and we'll return on the other side with starting lineups between the Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. First pitch coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segger Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air in Salem, Virginia, Salem Memorial Ballpark. Game three of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox, who tonight are playing as an alternate identity, the Salem Beer Mongers. Their Thursday night identity in accordance with Thirsty Thursday. And the Woodpeckers hope to be 1-0 against the Beer Mongers, go 3-0 in this series, and guarantee themselves a split tonight after an 8-4 win on Tuesday night and an 8-6 win on Wednesday. This Woodpeckers offense, Colin, has been locked in. 16 runs and 26 hits over the first two games.
Yeah, they really have been. It's just been a matter of time as well. We saw it building a little bit in the Carolina Mudcats series last week where they started to kind of piece things together offensively. There were times, though, where it was a little inconsistent, but right now, the last two games, they have feasted on the Red Sox pitching staff. They'll look to do it again tonight and make it three in a row after dropping 4 of 6 in the first series between these two teams in Fayetteville.
And here they are taking on Angel Bastardo. Leadoff man Jackson Hallmark steps into the right side. Welcome back, Jackson. First game in a little over a week for the Woodpeckers after getting hit in the back of the head with a pitch going into concussion protocol. First pitch of the night is out. It's a check swing, and Hallmark fouls it off for strike one. And we're underway again a minute early tonight. They're snappy out here. They want to get to playing baseball. 7:04 Eastern time. And in Salem, it's currently partly cloudy and 90 degrees. Low humidity today. Jackson Hallmark cuts through a high fastball, and it is 0-2. Cody Orr on deck. He'll bat second. Jose Alvarez slots into the three spot today. Here's the wind and pitch. Hallmark takes a breaking ball on the outside corner, but it's called strike three by Trey Jester. And he goes back to the dugout. Justin Williams, he bats cleanup. Tyler Whitaker is fifth. Victor Mizgai sixth. And the bottom three of Joe Thon's card today features Leo Stanley Molina, Renier Rivas, and then Freddie Guillamo. Rivas, Guillamo, Hallmark all playing their first game of the series this week. Cody Orr is now in, and the first pitch is below the zone, 1-0. Back in the road grays today, that 1918 uniform for the Woodpeckers, the gray top, Fayetteville in black lettering across the chest, black numbers on the backs of the uniforms, black belts, gray pants, a black pinstripe down the side of that pant leg, and high black socks for Cody Orr in the right side, the black batting helmets for the Fayetteville hitters.
And why not? They're 9-5 in those uniforms this season. They've been very successful in the 1918s.
But they wish they were wearing those 1918 grays in April and May. It took them until June to really break out that uniform. And have their best record in the 1918 threads, honoring the opening of Fort Bragg in the year 1918. 3-0 pitch to Cody Orr is called a strike on the inner half. Mentioned Trey Jester working behind the plate tonight. Perry Schwartz is on the bases. The umps in the black ball caps, black polos, and the gray pants. Bastardo, the kick and 3-1. Orr bounces this one on two hops to third. Blaze Jordan, a little awkward, fields backhanded near his belt, but is able to corral it and get it across the diamond for out number two. Ball kind of came up short on Jordan. Almost caught him on his heels, but he was able to convert the play. Bring up Jose Alvarez. Colin, he has the defensive arrangements for the Red Sox today.
Yeah, Jordan over there at third in this one. Marcelo Meyer, the shortstop. Edinson Paulino over at second base. Tyler Miller is at first. Left to right in the outfield. Kier Meredith, Carson Simas, and Brian Gonzalez as the first pitch misses downstairs to Alvarez. And doing the catching for Angel Bastardo, it is Daniel McIlvaney.
Here's the wind-in, 1-0 pitch to Alvarez, and a line drive served to right. That will fall inside of the line and get all the way to the corner. Gonzalez took a tough angle on it, gets scuffled up on the warning track, finally picks up the ball, throws onto the infield, but down to second base goes Jose Alvarez, and he now has an extra base hit in all three games of this series, a triple and a pair of doubles.
Yeah, he was pretty much like that in the last series against Carolina, had a home run the other way, just a guy who brings a lot of extra base hits to the middle of this Fayetteville lineup and starting a two-out rally there. Good opposite field hitting. Great to see Alvarez again. Even after coming down from Asheville, still just swinging the bat and going hard at work, and it's paid off for him in Fayetteville.
It's his third base hit in this series as well. A couple of RBIs, pair of runs scored. Justin Williams hacks through a first-pitch breaking ball, 0-1. Mentioned Jordan over at third. Colin Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. You can't say it often, but we're looking at a left side of a minor league infield that's about $10 million. Here's the pitch down and outside. And Meyer, who signed for 6.6. Jordan was around the 2. Maybe a little short of 10 mil, but it's more expensive than most minor league infields you'll see. Number 1 prospect in Meyer, number 6 prospect in Blaze Jordan. Here's the 1-1 throw home, and Williams cuts through a breaking ball. It's a 1-2 on Justin.
Wouldn't be surprised if Jordan climbs a couple of spots by the next rankings with the season he's had leading the Carolina League in hits and doubles. And, yeah, a lot to like if you're a Red Sox fan as far as the future goes.
Next one to Williams is low. Yeah, that could be a left side of the infield that you see at Fenway Park in a couple of years if those guys continue to climb the ranks. Williams this week was 0-for-5 on Tuesday, but came up with a couple of RBIs yesterday with a single in the first inning. Gets an inside breaking ball and fouls it off of the face of the third base dugout. 2 balls and 2 strikes still on Justin. The Salem Beermongers uniform that they have today is a sky blue uniform with navy blue sleeves. Beermongers in, I believe it's a reddish orange script across the chest. A 3-tone ball cap with a baby blue backing, red bill, and then a navy blue front with the Beermonger logo. It's a beer bottle guy. He's got big googly eyes and a smile. And Justin Williams swings and misses at a breaking ball. That's strike 3. So Angel Bastardo works around the 2-out double, leaves Alvarez on second base. And after half an inning tonight, we are scoreless with Salem coming to bat for the first time. It will be Paulino, Benassi, and then Meyer to start it. We have the rest of the starting 9 for the Salem Sox when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Just underway in Salem. Andrew Chapman with Colin Casey. Thanks for making us a part of your Thursday night plans. The Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox playing game 3 of this 6-game set. Edinson Paulino leads it off. Brainer Benassi on deck and Marcelo Meyer in the hole. The first pitch from Fayetteville right-hander Miguel Ulloa. He's a fastball up and away for ball one. Blaze Jordan hits cleanup. Tyler Miller, 5. And Daniel McElveny, he is 6th. Keir Meredith, Brian Gonzalez, and Carson Seamus, the bottom three of Luke Montz's order. Fastball placed outside again by Ulloa. 2 balls and no strikes. Miguel Ulloa, 2-0 with a 2.27 ERA. Some of the best numbers on the pitching staff this year. 15 games, 8 starts. He does have a save this year and 2 opportunities. Here's a high breaking ball, called a strike right on that upper outside corner. 2-1 on the lefty Paulino. 47 and two-thirds innings for Miguel. 12 earned runs given up, 16 total runs, 2 homers, 28 walks, and an impressive 74 strikeouts. Here's a ground ball rolled out towards the middle of the diamond. Molina shifted towards the middle, plays it on the shortstop side to second, and throws firm to Williams for out number one. 6-3 on that put out. It brings up Brainer Benassi, and Colin has the Fayetteville defense for you.
Freddie Guillamo drawn into the lineup, his first time behind the plate this week. Over at first, it's Justin Williams. Jackson Hallmark back in the lineup after missing some time. He's at second. Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop you just heard there, and Tyler Whitaker is at third. Left to right in the outfield, Rainier Rivas, Cody Orr, and Jose Alvarez.
Fastball missed a little outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Wind blowing in from center field tonight. Infield straight up against Benassi. The pitch coming in, and it's a changeup very far outside. That one got away from Ulloa. 2 balls and no strikes. Benassi batting 266, playing in his 83rd game of the year. Been with the Red Sox all season long. 2 homers, 36 driven in. And he likes to get on base via the walk. 67 of those to lead the team. Very patient hitter, and again, he takes to the outside. That was a close pitch, but good eye by Benassi. Only 69 strikeouts to go along with those 67 walks. And he has stolen 19 bags. 3-0. And Ulloa able to pump one into the zone. A fastball to make it 3-1.
That fastball, of course, Uyola's big-time pitch. But during this hot stretch that he had in July, it's really been the slider that started to develop for him over the last couple of weeks.
Benassi takes a cut. It looked like the slider on the 3-1, fouls it off. And Ulloa gets back in the count full, 3-2. The stadium lights are on here at Salem Memorial, but they're not needed just yet. Some shadows starting to consume the right side of the infield. Lower half of Ulloa in the shade, the upper half in the sun. All of home plate is in the shadows. But the whole left side of the infield and all of the outfielders still in some of that setting sun. Elevated fastball in the 3-2. Ball 4 to Benassi, his 68th walk of the year. A few more of those, and he'll have more walks than strikeouts this season. So he gets on with one out. And it brings up the Red Sox top man, Marcelo Meyer. Meyer, the 4th overall draft pick in the 2021 draft. Originally from Southern California. And the first pitch is spiked in the dirt. That bounces to the left side of Guillamo. He comes up with the ball, throws a one-hopper to second. Molina can't handle it. It pops out of his glove. And Benassi gets to second base. Won't be his 20th stolen base of the year. He broke after that ball kicked about 15 feet to the left side of Freddy Guillamo.
Had a late break as well. I mean, he didn't start running until Guillamo almost got to that ball.
Yeah, that's why Freddy still had a chance to get on top of that ball and throw down to second base, make that play somewhat close. So 1-0 the count on Marcelo Meyer. And here comes the offer. It's down and inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Meyer yesterday reached 4 times in 5 plate appearances with 2 walks, a double, and a single. And the only thing he's missing from this series over the first couple of games is a triple. He hit a home run on Tuesday. Freddy Guillamo going out there to talk with Miguel Ulloa, hunched over a little bit, and Freddy was tapping him on the back, trying to encourage his right-hander to focus in. You can tell that Uyola's a little frustrated right now with not being able to find the strike zone. He has fallen behind all 3 hitters. See if that meeting on the mound can help him find the target. And he does find the zone with a fastball. two balls and a strike.
Yeah, that the base on balls is something he's been able to keep in check over his last five outings. He's walked two or fewer batters in all five and just one in four of those outings.
2-1 is outside. Slider slipped. And the fastball has been the more accurate pitch right now for Oyola. He's established that in the early going, but the changeup and the slider, those keep missing very far outside to three straight left-handed hitters starting the order. 3-1 pitch coming in. And Meyer has to lean out of the way of an inside fastball. Another walk. Miguel Oyola turns his numbers to Freddy Guillamo. He doesn't even want the baseball back right now. He is clearly a little discouraged out there on the mound. See if John Kovalik opts to go to the mound early. Right now, with FanDuel pitching coach looking on from the steps with manager Joe Thon. And trying to see if his 20-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, Miguel Oyola, can get out of this tough spot. First and second, one away. No score in the early going. We're in the bottom of the first. Ground out followed by consecutive walks, and it brings up Blaze Jordan. And a pitch clock violation has been ruled on Miguel Oyola.
That certainly won't help the cause.
Nope. Going to start this at bat behind 1-0. Here's the pitch. And it misses below the zone outside. Guillamo able to slide and block it. Oyola, he just really kind of lollygagged getting back up there onto the mound after he delivered ball four to Marcelo Meyer. The clock starts ticking. And he didn't want the baseball back for about 4 or 5 seconds. Then he slowly walked up to the mound and was on the back of the mound for a little while. And sure enough, he gets hit with a violation. 2-0 pitch to Jordan. There's a fastball cut on and missed on the upper inside half of the zone. Two balls and one strike. On second, Benassi. Meyer at first. Jordan, the leading RBI man for these Salem Red Sox, with 53 driven in. Slider outside, 3-1. He also has 8 home runs this year and a team-high 27 doubles. The 3-1 is at the bottom of the zone, called strike two. It's the fastball, really the only pitch that Oyola can throw for a strike at the moment. Full count.
You have to imagine that's exactly what Jordan will be looking for with a 3-2.
Force at all bases, the pitch. Fouled off. Low fastball, and Jordan just barely got the end of the bat on it. Blaze Jordan yesterday reached twice on hit by pitches. He got plunked in the back of the helmet. Was able to shake it off. That was in the fourth inning. Stay in the game, and then got grazed in the elbow in the eighth. Another payoff pitch from Oyola is high. Ball four. Three straight walks given up by Miguel, and he can't believe it. After each one of these ball fours issued, Oyola just turns his back to the catcher and kind of looks up into the sky wondering how he can reel this in. And again, he's taken a ton of time to get back to the mound, and now John Kovalik's going to go out there and slow things down a bit.
It's almost like he's out of rhythm of sorts, and it's strange. We've seen that over the last couple of nights from three of the more reliable arms in this Fayetteville rotation and bullpen. We saw Alex Santos, who had been keeping his walk numbers in check last night, came out, walked five guys, only made it 2 1/3 innings. And Batista was able to battle through the control issues, but he still walked four guys and hit two other batters. So really strange to see this Fayetteville staff have a little bit of trouble with locating their off-speed pitches. That's really been the culprit across all three of those guys, is the off-speed just haven't been able to keep it over the plate.
Well, just to describe to you how odd it is to see Miguel Oyola walk three straight batters, one of the reasons he just won his Astros Minor League Pitcher of the Month award for July is that he walked five hitters the entire month. And now he's walked three in a row here in the first inning of his first August appearance. And he faces Tyler Miller, a guy with not a huge average this year. He's only batting 205, but he's hit 10 home runs. That's the second most on the team. Bases loaded. First pitch, a fastball low, says Trey Jester. One ball and no strikes.
Not to mention Miller had a couple of hits yesterday, including an RBI single.
Three straight walks, putting Benassi at third, Meyer at second, Jordan at first. And a pitch is just to the outside. Loyola covering his mouth with his brown and black glove, saying a couple of words to himself. He's falling behind again. Two balls, no strikes. He's been down behind every single hitter, all five of them. Shallow at third is Whitaker. And here's a line drive, punch the opposite way, slicing, foul. Got up against the sidewall out there near the left field bullpen. And it's a two-ball, one-strike count on Tyler Miller.
All Uyola can hope for right now, strikeout would be great, but a double play ball would really erase all the bad feelings that he's been enduring in this first inning.
Now the 2-1 out of the stretch. And Miller swings and hits one out into center field. That sends Orr backpedaling on it. In front of the warning track, sizing up the ball, making the catch, throw going to Molina, the shortstop. But no play at a base. Everybody able to tag up. Benassi scores. A sack fly by Tyler Miller gives the Red Sox a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning.
Thing is I think there might have been a play at second base with Jordan tagging up from first. Orr threw it to the cutoff man Molina. He didn't realize that Jordan was also tagging up from first. Had he recognized that quickly instead of looking towards third, he might have been able to flip it to Hallmark and get the final out of the inning. But instead, now two in scoring position for Salem with one already home.
Miguel Uyola, perhaps you're okay trading the run for the out in that circumstance. Still have a chance to get out of this inning with only one allowed. Meyer now at third, Jordan at second base, open bag at first. And Daniel McElveny ready for the pitch. It is a slider on the outside corner.
He just got called for a
batter's box
violation.
Okay, so now we've had two pitch clock violations in this inning. One on each side of the baseball. It's 0-2 on McElveny, and a fastball misses inside. An awkward backhanded grab by Guillamo behind the plate. 1-2.
We didn't see a whole lot of that in the Carolina series, and here in Salem, we're not even halfway through the series. We've had about a dozen.
Yeah, there's been one in every game, mostly on the pitching side. 1-2, misses off the plate, low and away. Two balls, two strikes on McElveny. Today's catching, like yesterday. He reached twice yesterday on walks and brought home a run on a sack fly. Can't do that here with two outs and a pitch outside. 3-2. After getting in front 0-2 on the violation, Miguel Uyola has now gotten it full. Open base at first, and the payoff incoming. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. Miguel Uyola really had to labor through that inning. 30 pitches, and the first comes to an end. Could have been worse for Miguel. He gives up just the one run on the sacrifice fly and leaves two stranded in scoring position. Meyer at third, Jordan at second. One inning in the scorecard tonight. We play the second next. It'll be Whitaker, Mascai, and Molina coming to bat with the Woodpeckers down 1-0. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the second inning. Salem on the board first tonight, 1-0. Sacrifice fly by Tyler Miller starts the scoring. And now Tyler Whitaker faces Angel Bastardo for the first time tonight. Mascai will follow. Leo's Danny Molina in the hole. Bastardo pitched a scoreless first, worked around a Jose Alvarez double. Whitaker lifts the elbows out of the way of an inside changeup, and it's 1-1. Offense will have to come from maybe all over again tonight with Logan Cerny out of the lineup, Colin Price after his strong start to his pro career, a couple of doubles yesterday and three driven in. He gets the day off. Fastball missed outside. Whitaker, two balls and a strike. Whitaker, two-hit game yesterday, single and a double. He contributed to that going front seventh inning. The pitch misses outside, three balls and one strike. RBI double along with Colin Price in that seventh, and that was the big three-run rally that gave them an 8-5 lead and won them the game. The 3-1. Whitaker swings, pops this up, and it'll get out of play over the first base seats in the upper level.
Ooh, nice catch, but I think he sacrificed a little bit of the beer on that one, tipped over a little bit.
Some of the suds are now on the concourse. Payoff gets Whitaker swinging, strike three. Bastardo might have gone to either a changeup or a slider on the outside corner. That was definitely an off-speed pitch, and Whitaker waves through it. Third strikeout already for Bastardo, just five batters in, and now he faces Victor Mascai. He comes into tonight 2-3 record, 4.27 ERA. Been with the Red Sox all season, making his 18th appearance as well as his 18th start. A cut by Mascai, and he came up empty on a breaking ball, 0-1. 65 and a third total innings this year for Bastardo. One more strikeout, and he'll have 70 for the season. He now sits at 69. 36 walks, 31 earned runs allowed. Only three home runs, so he has limited the hard stuff. And now Mascai flies it out into left center field, fairly deep. Meredith and Seamus converging on each other, and it is Meredith making the catch in the alleyway. Well, about 15 feet or so in front of the warning track, and Mascai flies out. Salma hasn't given up a lot of long balls this year. As a team, they've given up the fewest in minor league baseball. At home, that is, 22 home runs they've allowed in this ballpark. High fences surrounding the entire yard, 325 to left and right field foul poles, 401 dead center. But I think you would, over the years, classify this ballpark and its history of being more pitcher-friendly, especially on a night like tonight where that wind is blowing in from center. It's slowed a little bit now. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Molina reaches out in front, misses a breaker, and it's one ball, one strike. Molina, another three-hit day yesterday, as he did on Tuesday. What a start for him. Six base hits already here in Salem over two games. 1-1. Down and inside. Two balls and one strike.
That's already more than he had in the Carolina series, just four against the Mudcats back at Segret Stadium.
2-1 pitch. Molina bounces one towards the middle, beyond the reach of Marcelo Meyer, and that gets into shallow center field. Make it his seventh hit in this series, and Leo's Danny Molina can do no wrong. He has been in the bottom third of the order all week, providing plenty of base hits. He is 7-4-10 over his two-plus games.
It's almost like he's been hitting the top half of the ball a lot more and just smashing hard line drives or ground balls through the infield, and it's been paying off for him. He just continues to get on base at such a high rate. Really impressive stuff from Leo.
Now it is lefty Rainier Rivas getting a step to the plate for the first time this week. Was off on Tuesday and Wednesday. Slots into the eighth spot tonight, playing out in left field. First pitch was low. Here's the next pitch, the 1-0 from Bastardo. And a ground ball, stroked out to second base. Routine for Paulino. He gloves, he throws, and the inning is over. Two-out single by Leo's Danny Molina. That's a pair of two-out hits tonight for the Woodpeckers, but they've left a couple runners on and trailed 1-0 to the Salem Red Sox as we go to the bottom of the second inning next on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. AT&T H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Bottom of the second inning in Salem. Keir Meredith, left-handed batter, leads off against Miguel Ulloa and fouls the first pitch directly into the screen for strike one. Ulloa back out there after needing 30 pitches to get through his first inning of work tonight. He walked three in a row, but fortunately only gave up one run on a sac fly to Tyler Miller. He stranded two in scoring position by striking out Daniel McElveny. And that inning could have been a lot worse for Ulloa. Had he had to pitch beyond McElveny, he would have been close to that 35-pitch mark and would have been in danger of being pulled due to pitch count issues. Instead, he gets to carry on his night, and he misses a little bit low. Close fastball just below the knees of Meredith, and it's two balls and a strike. Meredith last night was hit twice with pitches, just like Blaze Jordan. There were four total hit by pitches in the game. And a foul tip on a fastball held on to by Guillamo. Now two balls and two strikes. He also reached on a fielder's choice and stole a base, and despite reaching three times, was 0 for 3. Infield just about straight up. Middle infield slightly deep against Meredith. Pitch coming in. Called strike three. Fastball bottom of the strike zone. Ulloa made just a little bit of an adjustment to one of those previous low pitches, and he picks up his second strikeout. Back-to-back now going back to the end of the first inning, and it brings up Ryan Gonzalez.
Sometimes as a pitcher, it's almost like being an NBA player where you can't get a shot to drop, can't really strike out a batter, and once you get one, then they start coming like an avalanche, and there you go, back-to-back for Ulloa after the rough start.
The old cliche, shooters keep shooting. Miguel Ulloa keeps on pitching here. Ryan Gonzalez. And a 1-0 count, low breaking ball in the first offering. Next pitch, low again. Ulloa below the knees with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Miguel Ulloa is coming off a career performance. His last time on the mound at Segra Stadium. 2-0 is called a strike. Fastball placed on the outer edges of the strike zone. 2-1. He went 4 2/3 innings. He wanted to complete that fifth to be Just perfect there with the five innings, but went 4 2/3, got pulled after 73 pitches as the 2-1 is fouled back and out of play. Even count now on Gonzalez. But he struck out a season-high, career-high 10 Carolina Mudcats and walked just one hitter and gave up an unearned run. Fastball scoots Gonzalez off the plate, missed inside to the righty. Full count, 3-2, base is empty, and one out in this bottom of the first. Salem leading 1-0. Ulloa at the chest, delivers. And a check swing on one a little inside. They appeal up the first baseline, and Perry Schwartz says he didn't go. That was a protection check, really, by Gonzalez. It was close, worthy of an appeal, but it turns into the fourth walk given up by Ulloa. And now he's just one walk away from tying a season high. He's not walked this many hitters since back in June. June 24th at home against the Augusta Green Jackets when he gave up five walks over two and a third total innings. Carson Semus, the nine hitter, now stepping in. And the first pitch is upstairs, 1-0.
These are the guys you don't want to walk down in the bottom of the order. Set the table for the guys that really do a lot of damage in the Salem Red Sox lineup.
1-0 offer is on the outer corners of the zone. It is called strike, 1-1. Till Salem's taking a very patient approach early in at bats. They're hardly swinging at any of the first pitches that Ayola throws them. Runner on the move to second base, a swing and a foul off of Guillamo's mitt, and it goes to the backstop. Perhaps a designed hit and run with Brian Gonzalez moving on that pitch.
Salem still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Had four runners on all via the walk. Trying to make something happen, send a runner in motion. Semus can find a gap. Gonzalez has enough speed where he can be able to score from first, being on the move on a ball that drops in the outfield.
One ball, two strike pitch, and it's down and outside. 2-2. Brian Gonzalez only has two stolen bases. Now that's in two attempts. So that probably was a designed hit and run a moment ago, put on by Luke Montz, the manager, coaching third. Spin over to first, and Miguel Ayola might have been trying to bait that out. Picks off. Salem as a team has been very selective on the base pads this year. 134 stolen bases. They've only been caught 19 times, Colin. 134 bases in 153 attempts. Line drive hit out towards Molina. It's short. He looks back, the runner to first. No chance to double off Gonzalez, but it's the second out. Carson Semus lines out, and it'll bring up Edinson Paulino for a second time, the Salem leadoff man.
Yeah, we've talked about all season long the uprise and uptick in stolen bases across the Carolina League. A lot of it, though, is kind of come at the expense of efficiency. Not in the case for Salem. They are very selective on the base paths, and when they get in motion, there's a good chance they'll be safe at second base.
Pitches up high. 134 stolen bases in what's game 98 for the Red Sox sounds like a lot, but believe me, it's not. In this league, you have the Downeast Wood Ducks, who are just nuts. They've stolen over 230 bases this year. They're going pretty much every time they reach base. Here's the 1-0 pitch up and away. Woodpeckers as a team have more stolen bags than Salem. They've stolen 172 bases coming into tonight. But like we said, when it comes to the efficiency of said stolen bases, Salem right near the top in all of minor league baseball. Pickoff throw over to first. It wasn't a big lead for Gonzalez, and he dives back in. Two balls, no strikes on Edinson Paulino. He hit a ground ball towards the middle. It was played by Leo's Danny Molina, and he's right over into that shifted spot once again against the lefty. Fastball down and outside, 3-0. Brainerd Bonassi, left-handed batter, he stands on deck. And there's a comeback pitch. Bonassi actually is a switch hitter. He's one of two switch hitters on the Salem roster along with Eduardo Lopez, but Lopez is on the injured list right now. You have those two switch hitters and then five true lefties that are active. Here's a fastball strike on the inner corner, 3-2.
We haven't seen a switch hitter yet this season with the Woodpeckers, just true righties and lefties.
Yeah, that's a change from last year. We had quite a few come through. Ronaldo Urdaneta, Yoander Martinez, a couple to come to mind. Runner on the move, 3-2 with two outs, and the pitch is a little bit off the low outside corner. A fifth walk issued by Miguel Ayola, now tying a season high and extending this second inning with runners at first and second. Gonzalez goes to second. Paulino is now on base. And Brainerd Bonassi, the top walk getter for these Salem Red Sox, stepping in. Red Sox still don't have a hit in this game, but they've now had five base runners. And a fastball starts out the at-bat 0-1. Inner half there on Benassi.
I guess that's a silver lining with Uyoli's not getting hit hard in addition to giving up all the walks.
Slider. Boy, that looked as good as can be. Miguel Uyola can't believe it. He goes down to his knees in a squat position. And took a long look in there. That looks slider looks good. Freddy Guillamo even held it there for the ump for a couple of seconds. 1-1. High. Two balls and one strike to Benassi.
I wonder if some of these close calls are getting to Miguel a little bit. Compounding things. The body language on him throughout this game has been just looks like pure frustration with himself, knowing that he's doesn't have his best stuff out there as far as location goes.
Yeah, his emotions are present more tonight than usual. Usually he's pretty steady on that front and doesn't give up too much of what he's thinking out there on the mound. And even in spots like this where Uyola has walked five, he's working with multiple base runners again, you always feel like he's in it. It's because of that fastball and the swing and miss ability of it. But he goes to the breaker, misses down below the zone, 3-1. Right field bullpen kind of hidden from our view, and tough to tell whether there's an arm loosening out there.
Have to imagine there has been, and this could very well be it for him if he can't get a strike over here.
3-1 is cut on and foul on a line into the screen. Right behind home by Benassi. Full count. Miguel Uyola is going to throw his 58th pitch of the night. He needed 30 pitches to get through the first inning. This will be number 28 of the second inning. And the payoff with the runners on the move. It is a outside corner slider. Got him looking. So Miguel Uyola, despite not having his best stuff tonight, has found ways to get out of each of the first two innings with strikeouts. And again, he's able to strand some Salem base runners. They have left four aboard over the first two innings. And this stays a 1-0 ball game as we move to the third. Next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Top of the third, getting going. Freddy Guillamo in the right side, and he leans out of the way of an Angel Bastardo fastball. 1-0 on the Fayetteville nine-hitter. Hallmark and Orr to follow. 1-0 the score. And now on the play-by-play for the third and fourth inning, here's Colin Casey.
Thank you, Chappie. Guillamo hits one sharply on the ground to second, but right at Edinson Paulino. Picks it up and fires to Miller at first. So Guillamo, in his first at-bat of the series, is a 4-3 victim. One out. Lineup card turns back over. Jackson Hallmark struck out looking in his first at-bat after missing a week or so due to a concussion. Falls behind nothing and one to Angel Bastardo, who having a bit of a comeback story of his own. His last start on July 28th in Fredericksburg did not go very well, and Hallmark lines one into left field over the leap of Meyer at short for a base hit. So welcome back to the lineup, Jackson Hallmark. He picks up his first hit of the series, the third of the ball game for Fayetteville, and a one-out base runner for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, you kind of forget, even though it's only been about a week since we saw Hallmark in the lineup and him really start to heat up, all stemming from that Myrtle Beach series before the All-Star break. You forget how many contributions he can make to this team now going forward after they put up 16 runs over the last couple of nights, but he's a big guy to get back when the team is at its hottest point on the offensive end in quite a while right now.
Strike at the knees called on Cody Orr, grounded out to third his first time up. Hallmark trying to join the 20 stolen base club on the team, sitting at 19. Has a big lead off of first on Bastardo, who fires home, up and away. Nearly went to the backstop, 1-1. Cody Orr, another guy who slowly but surely figured it out at the plate, although he went 0-for-5 yesterday, did reach on a hit-by-pitch, had three hits in the series opener, including an RBI double. 1-1 inside, delayed steal, Hallmark going down, he dives and he's tagged out. What a tag by the second baseman, Paulino. A strange moving play. Hallmark started very late, but also McKelvenny reacted late. Still got the throw down to Paulino, who reached back across and placed the tag just in time. And so Hallmark is caught stealing for the second out of the inning. Here's the 2-1 to Orr. Hit on the ground just outside of third. And if Hallmark got going a little bit sooner, he would have been in there by a mile with how late the throw was from McKelvenny.
Still think he might have beaten. That was awful close.
Putting
biases aside here. It looked like he got his left hand in.
2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Fourth strikeout of the ball game for Angel Bastardo. He has cruised through this Fayetteville lineup. And his team will look to pad its 1-0 lead that the Salem Red Sox take into the bottom of the third inning. We'll bring it to you when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Linen Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segger Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Marcelo Meyer, number one prospect in the Boston Red Sox system, leads things off in the home half of inning number three. His Salem Red Sox lead it 1-0 over the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And Miguel Uyola is back on the mound. It's been a rocky first couple of innings for the young right-hander, who falls behind 2-0. He has issued 5 walks, tying a season high, and a 6th would tie him for the most by a Woodpeckers starting pitcher this season, with Dalen Miley took place back on May 15th at home against the Carolina Mudcats. hard on the ground outside of first foul off the bat of Meyer. Average now at 286 for Marcello. Hit his ninth home run of the season in the series opener off the Budweiser sign just beyond the right field fence. Shaped like a bottle. There's a couple on some of the light towers surrounding Salem Memorial Ballpark. Slider inside, 3-1. You have to wonder when Meyer will get that call up to High A Greenville. It'll probably be sooner rather than later. Fastball outside, ball four. A leadoff walk to Meyer from Uyola to begin the bottom of the third, his sixth of the evening. And right now, it's just been a humbling start to the month of August for Miguel Uyola.
And I want to say he hasn't been competitive in at-bats because in a lot of them he's managed to get back and get a two-strike count, but a lot of the full counts haven't gone in his favor. And he hasn't been able to consistently throw strikes in 3-2 counts, and I think he's just putting himself at too much of a disadvantage early in counts. I mean, almost every batter is starting out 1-0.
Exception here, Blaze Jordan fouls off the first pitch he sees. The 0-1 is flared towards first, just behind the bag. It's caught by Williams as Meyer, right in front of him, scampers back to the first base bag. That'll be the first out of the inning as Jordan moves to 0-1 after drawing a walk his first time up against Uyola. So in steps Tyler Miller. Drove in the only run of the ball game so far on a sacrifice fly to Cody Orr out in center field. Back-to-back games with an RBI for Miller. Meyer on the move. Uyola misses high. The throw down from Guillamo is wide of Molina, who leaps up, comes off the bag to pick it up. And his counterpart, Meyer, has stolen second base. It's one thing a lot of people forget about Marcello Meyer. Along with the glove and the ability to hit for contact and power, he is as quick as they come. Got a great jump over at first and steals second base pretty easily. Fastball high from Uyola. And Miller ahead in the count 2-0. Red Sox still looking for that first hit of the ball game despite leading 1-0. Molina shading towards the second base bag, keeping an eye on Meyer. A big swing, and Miller was looking for his 11th home run of the season on that cut, but cannot connect. In fact, Meyer's home run, the only one hit by Salem through the first 2-plus games of the series on Tuesday night. Fastball just off the outside corner. Another 3-ball count for Uyola. Catcher Daniel McKelveny waits on deck. One out in the inning and a runner on second for Salem. The pitch driven down the right field line. This ball is hooking and it will land foul. Alvarez had a long way to run on that baseball. Had it dropped in fair territory, Salem would have almost certainly doubled their lead.
And what you have to tell yourself right now, if you're Miguel Uyola, is like, look, that foul ball is probably the best hit ball that Salem has had today. And they don't have a base hit still. It's been all walks that have put the runners on. And when his stuff has been in the zone, they haven't been able to hit it hard. So try and challenge him best you can before pitch count ultimately pulls your night to the finish.
Here's the payoff. And Miller skies this one foul. Straight back out of play. They'll do it again. Miller, hailing from Spanish Fort, Alabama. Went to school in the state for Auburn University. Big jump at second. Meyer on the move. The payoff pitch is flared into shallow left field, falling quickly, and it will drop in foul territory. Hit and run was on. That might have been ball four. It was towards the outside part of the plate, a 50-50 pitch. But Meyer will retreat back to second base for another payoff pitch. Miller drafted in the ninth round of this year's draft. A lot of 2021 draft class players still here in Salem. Nico Cavadas drafted in that draft, already up to High A Greenville. 3-2, fastball just off the plate, ball four. Miguel Uyola is squatting over the mound. He can't believe it. He thought he had strike three. Instead, it's his seventh walk of the ball game, and it will be his last as manager Joe Thon heads out to the mound. And Uyola just really upset with how things have gone in tonight's ball game. He goes 2 1/3 innings, and Joe Thon taking the ball from a dejected Miguel Uyola and has a couple of things to say for him before he hands off the baseball. And now Uyola heads back to the dugout. New arm to tell you about. Runners at first and second, one out in the bottom of the third. We'll be right back on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. On the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, it's right-hander Jason Schroeder who will look to get out of the third inning unscathed as Miguel Uyola exits. Didn't give up any hits, but that was certainly not the problem for him tonight. Goes 2 1/3 innings, giving up a season and career high seven walks on those no hits, and did pick up a couple of strikeouts as a big swing by McIlvaney. Can't connect 1-1. Ended up with three strikeouts, and so far just one earned run, responsible for Meyer at second and Miller at first. 1-1 to McIlvaney in the dirt, stopped by Guillamo. Schroeder on the year, 0-3 record, with a 5.91 earned run average in 21 relief appearances, but he does have three saves, tied for the most by a Woodpeckers reliever this season with Jose Betances, and has since been promoted. Schroeder with a fastball inside. It's 3-1. But we have seen a couple of improved performances from Schroeder, especially since the start of July. Has not given up an earned run since June 29th on the road in Zebulon. Fastball inside corner. Good spot on the fastball. And the count is now full. Schroeder, former second-round pick, taken 66th overall in the 2018 draft by Houston. Here's the payoff. Up and away, ball four. And McIlvaney takes his base third walk of the inning by Fayetteville pitching. Chappie, that's really been the story of the week so far for this Woodpeckers pitching staff. Just unable to find the zone consistently.
Yeah, it's a good thing that the offense has helped make up for a lot of the walks and some of the freebie base runners and ultimately runs that the staff has given up. Schroeder, who's had command issues of his own, of course, throughout his career, in a tough spot now, and he's going to have to find the strike zone, otherwise things could really start to unravel here. Eight walks over 2 1/3. That's, I'll tell you right now, most we've seen this early in a game this year by Fayetteville pitching.
1-0 count to Kier Meredith. Base is loaded. Trying to break this 1-0 lead open for the Sox. Fastball at the letters, 1-1. That one actually looked more like the changeup. That Schroeder started to mix in a little bit. Takes off about 5 to 7 miles an hour from his mid-90s fastball. That looked like the slider, the breaking ball inside, and that one can't find the zone, 2-1. Fayetteville having won 5 of their last 6 games, 7 games back in the South Division of Charleston, who is at 19-12. Meredith lines one into center field, or charging quickly. It's a base hit. He throws to third, 2 runs score, but tagged out. Vying for third is McElveny. So Cody Orr just cutting his losses, didn't even think about firing home. Myers scores, Miller right behind him. Woodpeckers get the second out of the inning, but it is a 2-run single for Kier Meredith and a 3-0 lead for the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a smart play by Cody. He is a strong arm out there in center, but he got to that baseball right about the time that Miller was turning third, and chances will say that you're probably not throwing him out at the plate, but a heads-up effort to go to third and get the sure out and help out Schroeder a little bit out there on the mound.
Meredith, who advanced to second on the throw, quickly swipes third on a first pitch strike to Brian Gonzalez. So we talked a little bit ago about the lack of attempts for Salem this season with stolen bases, and yet here they are running wild. A couple of steals, Meyer earlier in the inning, and now Meredith takes third. It's 1-1 to Gonzalez. Gonzalez drew a walk against Uyola, who was the recipient of both those runs, so book closes on Miguel, surrendering 3 earned runs and currently on the hook for what could be his first loss in single A. Fastball up and away from Schroeder. Still a lot of baseball to be played left, and if the last couple of games have been any indication, no lead is safe. Fayetteville jumping out to a 5-0 lead in the first inning last night. Salem came all the way back to tie at 5-5 in just 3 innings. Breaking ball outside, and that's ball 3 to Gonzalez, 3-1. This would be the 9th base on ball surrendered by Fayetteville pitching, and we're still in the bottom of the 3rd. Pitch, and there it is, just below the knees, and Gonzalez draws a walk for the 2nd time tonight. The most on the season for the Woodpeckers came all the way back on April 19th in North Augusta against the Green Jackets. That was 14 walks.
I think that record is officially on notice tonight, Colin.
Yeah, something about this series in Salem just has not been the best for command for these Woodpeckers' arms. Here's Carson Semus. Lined out his first trip. Ball gets away from Guillamo a bit. 1-0. Right now, Fayetteville still at the bottom of the standings in the South Division. Salem, not the bottom, but they're further back than Fayetteville is in their division. There's a fly ball into center field, or with another opportunity, comes running in and makes the grab on the sinking pop-up. And the inning is over. However, a couple more runs come in for Salem. 3 walks from Fayetteville pitching, coupled with a 2-run single by Kier Meredith. Push the lead to 3. 3-0 our score. We head to the 4th on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Woodpecker is looking to get the offense going. They trail 3-0 to the Salem Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Angel Bastardo has had himself quite the start to this ball game. Three scoreless, has given up a base hit in each of the three innings so far, including a double to Jose Alvarez, who takes strike one, 1-1 to the Woodpeckers' right fielder. Seen him in all three games in this series, and Alvarez fooled on the breaking ball, 1-2. Came down from Asheville as Miguel Palma was promoted. The 1-2 from Bastardo, down and outside, and it seems like both of those moves have been a plus for both players statistically. Since Palma's gotten called up, he's been cranking up the home run numbers. I think he's got almost as many home runs in Asheville as he did in Fayetteville throughout the regular season. Chopped to short. Marcelo Meyer backhands and throws on to first in time. So Alvarez is retired on the 6-3 putout. One up, one down for Bastardo. Been a lot of former Woodpeckers from this season that have had a lot of success with the Taurus as of late, as Justin Williams swings at the first pitch he sees and wraps it up the middle. That'll be a one-out single. So again, Fayetteville's out-hitting Salem 4-1. If it hadn't been for all those walks, you wonder what this ball game would look like. So far, Fayetteville hasn't really been able to do much with those four hits against Angel Bastardo, and probably the big reason, Chappie, is he hasn't walked anybody.
That, and two of the four hits have come with two outs, and then he's quickly been able to get it out there afterwards. So get a base runner a little bit earlier in the inning now and see if Tyler Whitaker can try and put a good swing on the ball, but no doubt throwing strikes, and generally things are going to go well for you.
So Whitaker swings and misses. That's now 30 hits already in the month of August in just their third game for the Woodpeckers. A little bit low to Whitaker. Drafted out of high school last year in the third round. Look in by Bastardo. He fires down and outside. Look at some of the high schoolers that were taken early on for the Woodpeckers in last year's draft, but it was a lot of players coming from college this year. Should say Houston drafted, that is. Look in, now the pitch, hit on the ground towards short. This could be two. Meyer flips to Paulino for one. The throw to Miller is in time. 6-4-3 double play. And that was tailor-made for Meyer and the Salem infield. One out single for Williams, quickly wiped away. We head to the home half of the fourth, still a 3-0 lead for Salem as they look for their first win of the series on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. bottom of inning number four, 3-0 the lead for the Salem Red Sox. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman on this dry but hot Thursday night from Salem, Virginia. New arm on the mound for Fayetteville. It's the right-hander Valente Bayozo. Comes in replacing Jason Schroeder, who got the final two outs of the third inning. Gave up a two-run single, both runs charged to Miguel Ulloa. Batter is Edinson Paulino, 1-2-3. Set to begin the fourth for Salem. 1-1 is sliced down the left field line. That one will make its way out of play.
Bayozo, Colin, no record, 1.86 ERA coming into tonight. Second relief appearance, fourth total, 9 2/3 innings. He has 5 walks, 10 strikeouts on the year, 2 earned runs, and just 1 home run allowed.
Bayozo picking up a new baseball, a 2-2 count. He's coming off a pretty impressive performance his last time out, as he's working from the windup. 2-2 pitch to Paulino is over for a called strike three. Paulino goes down looking, in a much-needed first at-bat strikeout for Valente Bayozo, trying to turn the tides a little bit on the mound. And now John Kovalik is heading out to the mound.
Well, that's a little odd. I wonder if John might be seeing something mechanically or something involving the tipping of pitches. You never know, but he kind of hustles out there just to make sure Bayozo's feeling all right. Radar ratings might have been a little down for him. He's not a hard thrower. He's going to more or less try and beat you by finding different parts of the strike zone where you're vulnerable, using the defense behind him. Has been a strike thrower for the majority of his career. 5 walks to 10 strikeouts is actually a little bit of a higher walk rate than he's had over the previous destinations. Looks like he's okay.
Starts off with a 70-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch that's low to Brainier Benassi. As I was saying before, though, he's coming off a really good outing on July 29th against the Mudcats. Went 4 innings, got the start in that ball game. Scoreless, and only 2 hits allowed, 6 strikeouts, pair of walks issued. 1-1 to Benassi, who drew a walk against Ulloa, came around to score the opening run of the ball game and struck out looking his last time up. Benassi rolls over on one. It bounces just over the bag, a fair ball, but right there behind the base to pick it up is Justin Williams. It'll be a 3 unassisted, and Bayozo with a quick first 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth. So they're clear for Marcelo Meyer, who has yet to record an official AB. Pair of walks for Meyer. He walked twice last night to go along with a double and an RBI single. Big swing by Meyer. 0-1. That slow breaking ball from Bayozo, staying in the low 70s. Picking up the pace a little bit at 78, but he misses downstairs. He won't blow you away with the heat, but man, he can really slow it down on you and deceive batters with that breaking ball and really mess with a hitter's timing. Comes down and inside, and Meyer, with his good patience, lays off. From the windup, the 2-1. Hit towards short, backhanded by Molina. He'll have to throw on the run, and it's in time. Little bit of trading places. Leo's Danny Molina, the one who robs Marcelo Meyer for a change, and it's a clean 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth for Valente Bayozo as he comes on and immediately pitches a 1-2-3 fourth inning. On to the fifth. Fayetteville trails 3-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Big wheels, come on. top of the fifth from Salem, Virginia. Fayetteville trailing 3-0. Victor Miskai looking to change the tides against Angel Bastardo, who has gone 4 scoreless against this red-hot Woodpeckers lineup. You know who else is red-hot? My broadcast partner, Andrew Chapman. He has the play-by-play.
I'm wearing a red polo today, so that lines up. 1-0 pitch is called to strike on Victor Miskai. 1-1. Victor flied out to right field. Make it left field, actually, back in the second inning. 1-1 pitch. Cut on and missed. That's a changeup by Bastardo. No walks, 4 strikeouts for the Salem starter. He's given up 4 base hits, 3 singles and a double that came in the first to Jose Alvarez. And Trey Jester wants the pitch clock reset. Here's a wind and 1-2 offering. This guy takes a little outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This series now 2-for-10 with a couple of walks. Miskai didn't have a hit in the last Salem series, so good to see him at least getting on base this week on the road. Bounces one foul, first base side of the plate, and it's 2-2. He went 0-for-13 in the homestand against the Red Sox back in April, but has a hit in each of the first two games in this series. 2-2 is high to Miskai. And although he didn't have a multi-hit game in the box score yesterday, that might still change. We're kind of looking back at a line drive that he hit to first yesterday, and short hop Blaze Jordan called an E3, but looked more like a base hit. See if the official score might rethink that one. 3-2 pitch is a little bit low, and Miskai gets the benefit of that call. That looked like a good pitch. Bastardo gives up his first walk of the night. Starting the fifth inning, Miskai is aboard, and Leo Stanny Molina is coming to the plate.
Sometimes that's all it takes, just drawing that first walk can change the mentality on the mound. First time also that Fayetteville's had the leadoff man on tonight. We've seen that they've gotten some hits throughout these first 4 innings. Problem is they've come late in innings and haven't really been able to recover.
Leo Stanny Molina, the Cuban native, and tonight's starting shortstop, looks at a fastball up and away. 1-0. Nobody seeing the ball better right now than Leo Stanny Molina. 7 hits in his first 10 at-bats of this series. Single that he hit on the ground into center back in the second inning, and he started out 1-for-1. He's now in a 1-1 count as a fastball clipped the outer edge. Miskai, short lead off at first, not a threat to run. Middle infield double play depth. Molina checks his swing on a breaking ball falling below the zone, and he went too far. It's 1-2. Reyny Rivas, the lefty on deck. Tyler Whitaker hit into a double play, ending the fourth inning. So Molina has to try and avoid something on the ground here. Swings and grounds it out to second. Paulino picks, goes to second. Meyer receives, spins, throws to first. Double play. 4-6-3. And I swear I did not take a time machine back here to call that play.
Yeah.
Kind of saw it coming, though, with Bastardo being able to get a lot of ground ball contact today. And Paulino and Meyer being pretty in sync on the middle infield.
I mean, that was an unbelievable turn by Meyer. He spun as he planted that foot on the bag and made a perfect throw onto Miller at first.
Yep, Reyny Rivas. Swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball. Meyer's been on both ends of the double play now. Starting the double play and turning the double play. Started it in the fourth with a seamless-looking flip, underhand to second base, and that time receives, spins, like I said, Colin, and threw right to the chest of Miller. Everything just is in one fluid motion with Marcelo Meyer. It all looks natural. Nothing looks uncomfortable. Nothing is hitchy in any way. It's all just fluid. 0-2 pitch to Rivas is a little bit up and inside, and it's 1-2.
Big reason why he's drawing so many comparisons to Brandon Crawford. Just such a feel for that shortstop position, whether he's the one fielding or making accurate throws, no matter what, he's just so good at it.
Rivas strikes out on a changeup, and it ends up being another minimal inning for Angel Bastardo, thanks to the second double play of the game. Halfway through it tonight in Salem, the Woodpeckers without a run. They trail the Sox 3-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
bottom five, Blaze Jordan, the Salem cleanup hitter, leads it off against Valente Bayozo and fouls off the first pitch he sees for strike one. Red Sox leading 3-0, but they have just one hit. They have been benefiting from 9 walks tonight. The lone hit, a 2-run single from Kira Meredith in the third. Blaze Jordan, he takes low, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it's placed on the outer corner. There's strike two. Jordan has walked and fouled out to the first baseman, Justin Williams. Bayozo kicks and delivers. Jordan fouls it off. 1-2 still on Jordan. Tyler Miller and then Daniel McKelveny will follow in this inning. A run in the first for Salem, scoreless second, 2 in the 3rd, and then they went down in order facing Bayozo in the 4th inning. Another 1-2. Jordan pops it up, and this will sail out of play foul. Still a 1-2 count. Now the Red Sox, number 6 overall prospect. Pitch is low, slider missed. 2-2. Jeter Downs, the ball player immediately above Blaze Jordan in the Red Sox prospect rankings.
He's gotten a little bit of play time up in Boston. Been back and forth a bit, though, over the last couple of months.
2-2 pitch. Jordan sticks the bat out, yanks it, left field side, and that bangs on the fair side of the foul pole, running up the left field wall. Throw goes to second base, and Blaze Jordan scampers in with a double. His team-leading and league-leading 28th double of the year. And now Joe Fawn is walking out of the dugout, and he wants to argue that fair call by the fair ball call, that is, by Trey Jester. That ball looked like it hit maybe right on the paint even, going up that left field wall that indicates the foul pole. And Trey Jester will at least have a conversation with Perry Schwartz, his base umpire here.
I don't know if Schwartz had much better of a view, though, than what we saw down the third, straight down the line for Jester where he was lined up. So I don't know if this one's going to get overturned. All it does is have to get a little bit of that chalk, and it's a fair ball.
And right now, Trey Jester and Perry Schwartz are kind of looking at each other and looking at the wall and the foul pole, and now they've come to a decision, and Trey Jester confirms that it is a fair ball.
Definitely didn't make Joe Thon much happier. He's going to continue this discussion, or is he?
Couple of words for Trey, and he's walking back to the dugout and does not win that argument. So Blaze Jordan with the double, his second of the series. He came up with just one double late in the week when he was out in Fayetteville in April in the first meeting between these two clubs. And now he's already got a couple of extra base hits, and here's Tyler Miller, who drove home the first run of the game in the first inning with a sacrifice fly. He's also scored a run after he walked, so he's contributed to 2 of the 3 tonight. 3-0 Salem. First pitch from Bayozo is hit on the ground out to second base. Hallmark brings it in with two hands, throws short over to first, and retires Miller. Blaze Jordan gets to third on the grounder. One gone, and Daniel McKelveny is coming up. Woodpeckers trying to go to 3-0 in this series, and they're also trying to take the upper hand in the season head-to-head. They dropped 4 of 6 at home in April, but have won the first two games here on the road, and now both these sides an even 4-4 against each other over the first 8 games. Breaking ball falls underneath the strike zone, and it's 1-0 on Daniel McKelveny. A walk and a strikeout tonight for him. He's 0-1. Whole infield playing it on the grass. The 1-0 pitch. Slider just off of the plate outside, maybe a little bit low as well. 2-0. Outfield is straight up, but Whitaker, Molina, Hallmark, and Williams are all on the fringe of the grass. 2-0 pitch. Inside breaker called strike. two and one. Miller's sack fly driving home. I'll make it to McElveny. And he swings and lifts this one out into deep left field. Rivas chasing it back and giving up. It's off the middle of the fence. It brings home Jordan from third. Orr picks up the ball, gets it back to the infield. McElveny into second with an RBI double. Second double and three batters during this fifth inning. And another run for the Red Sox. It's 4-0.
And McElveny off to a really strong start, like we saw with Colin Price over the first couple of games. Again, McElveny just getting here in Salem and kind of in a situation where they only have one catcher tonight, so he had to go back out, catch back-to-back ball games. Certainly hasn't affected him at the plate as he rips that one off the left center field fence.
So Keir Meredith, who struck for a two-out single his last time, now gets to hit with another man in scoring position. Batted with the bases loaded in the third. And starts down the count 0-1. A low changeup right at the bottom of that strike zone, 0-1. Meredith has also struck out looking 1-for-2. McElveny off of second with one away in the home fifth. Bayozo's pitch swung on and missed. Right back to the changeup. And Meredith cuts through it. Third baseman Whitaker playing behind that bag. Williams playing deep at first as well. Middle infield press back. The 0-2. Got him swinging, and there's a strikeout on three pitches for Valente Bayozo. His second out of the bullpen. It looked like he went all off speed on Meredith. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether it's his fastball or his changeup, just because the fastball in itself is in the high 80s. But Meredith looked like his weight was a little bit forward there. Might have been the changeup, and he strikes out for a second time. And now it's Brian Gonzalez, the eight hitter. Slider dives low and away. 1-0. Gonzalez hasn't seen much to hit today. Two walks. Good thing for the Woodpeckers is after issuing nine walks over the first three innings of this game, they haven't given up a walk. That's all due in part to Valente Bayozo, who misses down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes to Gonzalez. Miguel Oyola walked a career-high 7. Most walks in a single appearance by a Fayetteville pitcher this year. And then Jason Schroeder gave up a couple of inherited earned runs on a base hit and also walked two of his own. But did end up going two-thirds of an inning scoreless. 2-0 pitch. In the dirt again. 3-0 on Gonzalez. Jason Schroeder, although he's been put in some tough spots throughout July and now August, coming into games with runners on, still hasn't allowed a run of his own since June. Gonzalez trying to walk for a third time. Was walked by Oyola, by Schroeder, and now he's trying to get a walk by Bayozo. The set at the shoulders, slide step home, 3-0 pitch, misses down low. A four-pitch walk and the 10th free pass allowed tonight by Woodpeckers pitching to put two on with two outs and bring Carson Semus, the nine-hitter, to the plate.
Yeah, just, again, not their night as far as locating pitches. Again, this is just the first walk given up by Bayozo, but he also has given up a couple of hard-hit doubles in the inning. Sometimes your offense is there to bail you out. So far tonight, that has not been the case.
The check swing, and Semus able to hold off on a pitch low. Jim Fulton, he is the Salem Red Sox team historian. He watches just about every game here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. He has been the team historian since 2005. Documents Salem's professional baseball history all the way back to the 60s, and he gave us some info. A bouncing ball over to short, fielded by Molina. He goes over to third to get the final out, but he popped into the booth and said 13 walks, the most in a nine-inning game in Salem history, 14 the most in a game ever. So we'll see if the Woodpeckers can avoid handing the Red Sox a new record tonight. For now, Bayozo gets out of the fifth on the bounce out, gives up a run, 4-0 Salem through five tonight. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Your crack at dawn, Monday morning coffee strong, pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night.
Your power stroke, diesel backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah. About memories, yeah, we're gonna make them. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break them. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing, every word to every song of the girl that's hanging home tonight. When the lights come on.
The lights are on as we begin the top of the sixth inning. Shining down, illuminating the diamond here in Salem, Virginia. 4-0 Woodpeckers. They trail Salem with the run in the first, two in the third, one in the fifth against Valente Bayolzo. Freddy Guillamo leads off and cuts and misses. Angel Bastardo is now trying to give the Red Sox a quality start. He's eligible for his third winning decision of the year. Misses high on the 1-1 to Guillamo. Two balls and one strike. Freddie is 0-for-1. He grounded out to second base in the third, facing Bastardo. Infield plays him straight up. 2-1 coming in, and Guillamo takes it down and away. Three balls, one strike. Line scores read as no runs, four hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Four runs on three base hits, no errors. The big number, though, for Salem, 10 walks over five innings. 3-1 pitch, and Guillamo gets tied up, swinging on an inside fastball. Full count now, 3-2. Hallmark next at the top of the order. Cody Orr will bat third this inning. And now Guillamo needs to step out of the box, wipe a little bit of sweat off of the forehead as he takes off that batting helmet, straps it back on, and digs back into the right side. A shrug of the shoulders, the motion and delivery by Bastardo, and here's a springboard chopper, shallow to third. It's bobbled by Jordan, and he can't get a throw off. That ball hit him in the shoulder charging in, and got all the way to the back of the mound. We'll see how they score that. I think that's probably going to end up being an E5 error just because Freddy Guillamo isn't the fleetest of foot running up that first baseline, and Jordan was playing fairly shallow.
That goes up as an E5 on the board. We'll see if it ends up changing, but I think Jordan was a little quick on trying to make that play. He did have time, and he tried to scoop it with that glove, kind of stab at it, just could not get it cleanly. He went to reach for it with his bare hand and realized the ball wasn't there.
First pitch is chest high to Yuriz Ramirez, 1-0. And Yuriz Ramirez has pinch hit for Jackson Hallmark. Said Yuriz Ramirez, I said, wait a minute, that's not who's next on the lineup card. So a pinch hitter, and I think this is not injury-related in any way for Jackson Hallmark. He came back from concussion protocol today, and this is the same thing they did with Victor Mascai when they were working him back into the order. Let him play about half the game, and then they swapped him out. Yuriz Ramirez, ironically, was that guy that usually came in for Mascai. Takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Now, Yuriz can play second as well, so he'll slot perfectly into the defensive side of the equation. 2-1 pitch. Oh, that one almost got him up near the shoulders, right around the collarbone area. Dangerous pitch, and Ramirez able to bail out of that right side for ball three.
First time all night we've seen back-to-back batters where Bastardo's really fallen behind in the count. Starting to see if that command might be drifting in his sixth inning of work.
Well, the pitch count's getting up there. 75 now for Bastardo. His 76th is fouled away by Ramirez. And gets the count to full, 3-2.
Not a bad guy to bring in to pinch hit, though, with the series that Yuriz has had. three-hit ball game in the opener, reached base a couple of times last night.
Short leadoff of first for Guillamo. The belt tie set, and payoff pitch is high to Ramirez, ball four. And he has walked to put two on with nobody out, bring up Cody Orr, and before that, bring Luke Montz to the mound. The Salem manager has pointed to the pen. He shows that that left hand, it's a right-hander, though, coming in. I don't think it makes a difference in that respect, but he's going to go to the bullpen here in the sixth inning. Not a quality start today for Angel Bastardo. Ends up being five-plus innings of shutout baseball, at least for right now. New right-hander coming on will inherit two with nobody out in the sixth. They get ready to face Cody Orr in a 4-0 Salem ball game. Stay tuned. We return to Salem Memorial Ballpark in a moment. New Salem arm is into this game. Christopher Troy takes over for Angel Bastardo after the starter goes five-plus innings but gives up an error and a walk to start this sixth inning. First pitch to newcomer Cody Orr is a knee-high strike on the outside corner. Christopher Troy has had some ugly numbers this year in the Carolina League as he sets right at the chest. Left leg kick and pitch from the right-hander is very high. 1-2 record, that is, an 8.15 ERA over 15 relief appearances. He's given up 16 earned runs on 17 and two-thirds innings. Hasn't allowed a home run, so there's at least that. Orr pops this one up, back of home, out of play, over the net. 18 walks, 30 strikeouts for Troy.
And Troy, coming from UC Santa Barbara, he was actually a teammate of Shea Berry's back in college.
The UC Santa Barbara Gauchos. Guillamo at second. Pitch comes in, and it's a foul ball strike. 1-2. Yuris Ramirez stands at first base. He pinch hit for Jackson Hallmark and drew a walk. Hallmark getting a short night. First day back from a concussion. Here's the 1-2. And Orr swings and misses. Down he goes. Second strikeout for Cody. Falls to 0 for 3. And it brings up Jose Alvarez, who has a double tonight. Hit one to right center. Back in the first against Bastardo. Granted out to Marcelo Meyer at short his last time. 1 for 2. Woodpeckers have hit into a pair of double plays tonight. Force it all bases with one out. And a fisted foul to the screen, 0-1.
Talk about a guy who's played all over the country. Troy grew up in California, played high school and college ball there, but also spent a couple of summers in the Cape League for the Kituit Cattaliers, as well as with the Mystic Schooners of the NECBL out in Connecticut.
The 0-1 and a lazy pop fly, shallow right. Paulino going out. The second baseman makes a over-the-shoulder catch right over his left shoulder, bailing out the right fielder. Gonzalez couldn't make it in time. And a good play by Paulino, getting a beat on that ball and serving as a fourth outfielder on that play. Jose Alvarez pops out. There's two gone. Justin Williams coming up.
Nice little play there. For a while, I thought that ball was going to fall, but
yeah,
Paulino
too.
Able to track it the whole way. And for a split second, I think Freddie Guillamo over at second thought it was going to drop as well, but he had to retreat and smartly stayed put.
Justin Williams takes the first pitch low, 1-0. Astros are underway in Cleveland. They've been playing for four innings now. They're going to the top of the fifth. And Houston has a 1-0 lead on a Chas McCormick RBI single. Framber Valdez on the mound today for the Astros as Williams cuts and foul tips it off of McElveny behind the plate. It's 1-1. Framber Valdez. At least I saw Valdez is scheduled to pitch, but it looks like Verlander's actually throwing today for the Astros. Pre-game, that was who was slated to go. I guess they made a last-second change in the rotation. Four innings of scoreless baseball for Justin Verlander. Even if he wasn't told in the morning he was pitching, doesn't matter. Give him the ball, and he's ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, you could have said it was Verlander, Garcia, Valdez, and I would have believed you, whoever went four scoreless innings to begin the ball game.
Astros pitching in a good spot right now, and I think a lot of the fan base is excited about the new offensive acquisitions as well. Trey Mancini hitting a home run yesterday, first one in an Astros uniform. 2-2 with two away and two runners on. Pitch, and Williams checks his swing. He goes too far. McElveny has the ball scored away from him. He picks up, throws lazily up the first baseline. It pulls Miller off of the bag, but he scampers back to first and ends the inning. So Christopher Troy does his job, comes out of the bullpen, inherits two runners, gets a pair of strikeouts and a pop-out to leave two on and keep this at a 4-0 ball game. We play the bottom of the sixth next when we return to Salem, Virginia. With you in Salem, it is the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Red Sox started out with a grounder foul off the facing of the Woodpeckers dugout from Edinson Paulino, and it's 0-1. Valente Bayozo back out to work. He gave up a run in the fifth on an RBI double to Daniel McElveny and worked 1-2-3 fourth inning when he first came on behind Jason Schroeder. The starter today, Miguel Oyola, Only lasted 2 1/3, gave up a pair of earned runs and a career-high 7 walks. Fayetteville pitching, he's walked 10 over the first 5 innings, trailed 4-0, 0-2 now after a swing and a miss from Paulino. Next pitch, off speed, and don't know where that one missed. That looked like it was perfect on the high outside corner. And Joe Thon asked the universal question from the right lane of the dugout, where is that? And Trey Jester gave him a response. I guess a little too high, maybe. 1-2. Check swing on one in the dirt. They appeal down to first, and Perry Schwartz says Paulino went too far.
Maybe a little makeup present there from
Perry
Schwartz.
It didn't look like he went.
Not a whole lot. Tough angle as well for Schwartz over at first, the left-handed batter. Can't really see where the end of that bat crosses, but regardless, much needed first out for Bayozo. His job at this stage is just to keep this a 4-run deficit and see if your offense has another huge 7th inning in them.
Yep, that's been the golden inning this week. 8 of the 16 runs that have been scored in this series by the Woodpeckers have come in the 7th inning. So we'll see if that trend holds tonight. Brainerd Benassi, the lefty, takes high. And it's 0-1. Base is clear, one gone. Benassi and then Marcelo Meyer. Blaze Jordan if the inning goes beyond 3 hitters. Molina a little towards the middle over from short. The 1-1 coming in, and it's up high. First pitch was low. It was a ball one strike count. Now 2-1. Benassi has walked, scored a run, struck out looking, and rolled out to Williams at first. Now he takes a swing at the 2-1, fouls it into the netting above his own dugout. That ball manages to find the seats. Rolled off the side of the net. Bayozo out of the wind. Twists and delivers. And gets a fastball painted on the high outside corner. Got him looking. Down goes Benassi. And back-to-back strikeouts for Bayozo. He has 4 Ks over 2 2/3 innings. 2 quick ones, and Marcelo Meyer coming up. Valente Bayozo has put up 6 strikeouts in an outing this year, and that was his last time out on the hill at Segura Stadium on July 29th against Carolina. 4 scoreless innings, just 2 walks, 6 strikeouts his last time out. Most he had at the Florida Complex this year is 4. The 1-0 pitch, swing at a breaking ball, and Meyer pulled the head out of the zone and was way early. 1 ball and 1 strike. That's the 7th strikeout also combined between Bayozo, Schroeder, and Uyola. The 1-1, Meyer pulls his head out of the zone again, cuts through another breaking ball.
Talk about the other major league team in this series. The Boston Red Sox, after playing Houston, have now traveled to Kauffman Stadium. 2-2 game in Kansas City.
Up and outside fastball, 2-2.
Yeah, the Red Sox picking up a couple of runs in the top of the first inning on a 2-run single, but the Royals get them right back. So 2-2 in the bottom of the second.
Break even. Meyer slaps it foul into the upper level seats. Stays at a 2-ball, 2-strike count with 2 outs. Myers walked twice, scored a run, stolen a base. The 2-2 with 2 outs off the end of the bat. Slow roller, right side of the mound. Bayozo comes off, nearly slipped as he picked up the baseball, throws to first, and the throw was late getting there and also pulled Williams off the bag. Meyer makes it on with what'll be a soft rolling infield single. Bayozo was hunched over a little bit there. It looked like he twisted up his left knee, but says he's okay. Points to his dugout, says he's all right, walking around fine without a limp. And Blaze Jordan will come up in this inning. Meyer now 1-for-2. Third hit over the last couple of games for Meyer. Fourth hit in this series. And now Jordan, the pitch. Starts him out down and inside. Almost got him in the ankles.
It's a nice job by Justin Williams lunging to get to that ball. He sacrificed the out by trying not to keep that leg on the bag, but knew he had to save that from going to the dugout and giving Meyer an extra base.
Jordan pops it back and out of play for a one ball, one strike count. The Astros just added three more runs in the top of the fifth inning against Zach Plesac. Chaz McCormick drove in his second of the game with an RBI single, and Martin Maldonado doubled home two. 1-1 home, fastball outside. Baiozzo falls off the left side of the mound. And it's now 2-1 on Jordan.
We'll see what kind of offense Maldonado continues to provide, but that's a great duo they now have with Maldonado and Vasquez. Can't really do any wrong with either of those guys as your catcher, as a pitcher on the mound.
Pitches up high. 2-1 on Jordan. Controversial double for him his last time up in the fifth. He yanked it down the left field line. It hit what I believe is just the paint line that runs up that tall left field wall. Called a fair ball, Joe Thon, and the Woodpeckers dugout thought it was foul. Umpires came together and determined it was a fair ball as originally called. A pop-up that'll get out of play and bring the count full, 3-2. Jordan's 29th double of the season. The pace he's on will be the first player this year in the Carolina League to hit 30 doubles. 3-2, two outs, and the runner on the move. Meyer going to second. A slider dives low and outside. It's ball four. And Blaze Jordan is on with the 11th Salem walk of the night.
That's the thing with both Meyer and Jordan. Whether it's putting the ball in play or drawing walks, they know how to get on base at such a high rate. Third time that Jordan's reached, Meyer's reached three times, couple of walks for him to go along with the infield single this inning. And in today's ball game, that's really all you look for, is just guys who can get on base and give you an opportunity to score runs.
Here's Tyler Miller. He's gotten a hit with base runners on in all four of his plate appearances now. Fastball up high. It's 1-0. Drove in a run with a sac fly when the bases were loaded in the first. Hit with a man on second base in the third and in the fifth after a leadoff double. Now with first and second, two gone in the sixth. Breaking ball, top of the zone, looked at for strike one, 1-1. Mentioned that single game walk record. 13, the most in a nine-inning game in Red Sox franchise history. 14 in an extra-inning game. Earlier this year, the Delmarva Shorebirds were a team that walked 13 Salem Red Sox over nine innings. And now this ball is hit deep out into right field. Sprinting over there is Alvarez. He gets in the corner, and that ball falls foul just onto the right side of the foul line. Another one of those close balls near the 325-foot marker. But this time it favors Fayetteville, just a deep foul ball. That would have been real trouble. It could have made this a 6-0 game.
This 20-foot wall all the way around the ballpark here at Salem Memorial Ballpark just makes it a pitcher's park by default. You have to earn your home runs here in Salem.
Really do. Marcelo Meyer, the only Red Sox to go deep to right this week. 1-2 pitch and a pop fly. Barely going to exit the infield. Molina and Ramirez over there, but it's Molina, the shallow right center field grass, making the grab and ending the inning. A couple of two-out base runners put on by Baiozzo, but he leaves them on and comes up with his second scoreless inning tonight. 4-0, Salem holding on to a shutout as we go to the final third of our game. The seventh inning is next on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB first pitch out. Further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Bites the dust. In Salem, it is the seventh inning, 4-0 Red Sox lead. Nathaniel Cruz now out on the mound to face Tyler Whitaker. The first pitch missing up and inside for ball one. Third arm, second reliever into the game to tell you a little bit more about him. Here is Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. Ball misses down low. Cruz coming in on the season. ERA is not too pretty at 20.25. For Nathaniel Cruz. Tyler Whitaker fouls one off the press box about 15 feet to our right. Well, actually, I think that was a typo on as far as Cruz's ERA. Well, his Salem ERA, I should say, is at 20.25, another foul ball, but overall 3.79 in 19 innings. This is his 10th appearance of the season. He split time between Salem and the Complex League, in which he's fared a lot better. 2.55 ERA in 17.2 innings for Cruz. There's a ball in the dirt. Count is now full. And you know what, Chappie? He's only had one other appearance this year, and it came all the way back in April against Fayetteville as a breaking ball called for strike three, and Whitaker goes down on strikes for the second time. Cruz strikes out the first batter he faces. So this is his first outing since April 13th in the Carolina League. Came at Segra Stadium, went an inning and a third, giving up three earned runs on just one hit, five walks, and a pair of strikeouts. Victor Miskai takes ball one. Knew that name sound familiar.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that was the only action he got in Salem until tonight. So it's 2-0. This is his first time pitching in this ballpark. So he looks for revenge against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Salem leading 4-0. Fastball high strike called on Miskai, 2-1. Victor tonight, 0-1. Flew out in the second and drew a walk in the fifth. Takes ball three, trying to get on for the second time. And this seventh inning has been something else for Fayetteville, not only in this series, but all season long. 3-1, hit on the ground towards second base, fielded by Paulino. Throw to Miller in time. All of a sudden, this might not be their inning after all the runs they put up, five in game one and three last night, but two up, two down. Fayetteville scored 87 runs in the seventh inning this season compared to allowing 46. 41-run differential, by far their largest in any inning this season. First pitch misses inside to Leo's Danny Molina. Leo 1-for-2, a single, and he grounded into a double play. Cruz comes back with a strike, 1-1.
You have to like this offense's ability all year long to put up big numbers in the run column in the seventh. It means you're putting together good at-bats, usually third, fourth time through the lineup, and usually facing a new arm at that stage, a reliever out of the bullpen.
Another strike from Cruz, trying to get through a 1-2-3 seventh, but Molina sends one in the air out to center field, charging quickly, diving and coming up with the catch is Carson Seamus in center field. We've seen a couple of great catches by the Salem outfield, and there's another one. Seamus takes away a base hit from Molina, and it's a 1-2-3 top of the seventh for Nathaniel Cruz. And the Salem Red Sox take a 4-0 lead into the seventh inning stretch on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Memories, where everything was as fresh as the
Daniel McElveny will lead off the bottom of the seventh. His team, the Salem Red Sox, lead the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers by a score of 4-0. Welcome back into the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Thank you for tuning in as Fayetteville, in the midst of their six-game road series, final time they'll see the Red Sox in 2022, barring a postseason meeting. It's 1-1 to McElveny. He's reached base twice, an RBI double his last at-bat. Lente Bayozo back out, trying to complete four innings of work. Surrendered just one run so far on that double, coming from the man at the plate. McElveny awaits the 2-1. Breaking ball right at the bottom of the strike zone. Evens things up. Got a no-hitter to tell you about right now in the Carolina League. Fredericksburg Nationals being no-hit by the Down East Wood Ducks. Fastball high. 3-2 count. 4-0 the lead for Down East in Kingston. Meredith waits on deck. Now the 3-2. Popped up. Could be playable, but it will, in fact, clear the protective netting and hit the concrete below. So McElveny stays alive. Top of the ninth, also in North Carolina, out in Zebulon. A 7-4 lead for the Carolina Mudcats over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Lente Bayozo picks up another strikeout, his fifth so far. And he retires the first batter he faces in the home half of the seventh. Bottom of the seventh in Myrtle Beach, the Pelicans lead the Lynchburg Hillcats. 3-1, that score. First pitch from Bayozo to Meredith. Kier Meredith misses down and a little bit inside. Myrtle Beach trying to pick up the victory as there's a swing and a miss for a strike. Lynchburg just trying to find their way out of the basement of the North Division, 11 and a half games back of the Frednats. 1-1 over for a called strike two. Tight one up in Delmarva where the Shorebirds cling to a 4-3 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets, but the bases are loaded for Augusta in the top of the eighth inning. A swing and a miss. Meredith picking up the hat trick. Strikes out for the third time. Back-to-back punch outs for Bayozo. He's looking to get through a clean seventh inning and get his offense back to the plate. Two down. Home half of the ninth in Columbia, where the Fireflies trail the first place Charleston Riverdogs 4-0. Hard ground ball right into the shift up the middle. Yaris Ramirez picks it up, fires to Williams, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh as Bayozo answers Nathaniel Cruz with a retiring of the side in order of his own. We've played seven full from Salem Memorial. The Red Sox lead 4-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Top of the eighth from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox looking to end a five-game losing streak against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Randy Rivas takes strike one. Rivas 0 for 2 in his first appearance in the series as Nathaniel Cruz working quickly, and it's a one-hopper snared by Tyler Miller at first as Rivas peels off to the dugout, shaking his head, a three unassisted, and another great defensive play, one after the other, after a heck of a catch by Carson Seamus in center to end the top of the seventh. Gold glove play by Miller to begin the eighth.
That's tough for Rainier. Was hoping to barrel one up like that, and it's a hit taken away.
Next pitch is hit on the ground to third, and the throw from Jordan beats Freddie Guillamo to the bag. So in the blink of an eye, two up, two down for Nathaniel Cruz. Talk about efficient since coming in. He's been waiting for this opportunity to get redemption at the single-A level. Gets called up and retires the first five batters he's faced in his first game since April. Swing by Ramirez. He comes up empty. Cruz coming from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And Ramirez barrels one up into left field, and that will end the streak of five in a row retired by Nathaniel Cruz to begin his outing. That ends a streak of eight in a row straight retired by Salem pitching. Yuris Ramirez has reached base in each of his two trips after coming in for Jackson Hallmark, a walk in the sixth, and now a two-out single in the top of the eighth.
Yeah, he's putting together a nice little series right now. He's 4-for-10. There's a couple of runs that he's scored. He's walked twice now, struck out three times, but he's been finding ways to get on.
Cody Orr with a wave and a miss. Orr now 0-for-3 tonight. Been a bit of a rough couple of games now, 0-for-8. After recording three hits in the opener. 0-1 and Orr hits it high in the air out towards fairly deep left field. Kier Meredith tracking and makes a grab to end the inning. So Yaris Ramirez with a two-out single, but he is left on first as Fayetteville has now left five runners on base in the contest and are still looking for their first run. Three outs away from picking up their first loss of the week. 4-0, the lead for Salem as Sweet Caroline rings through Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox lead it 4-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Where the party's at. This is how we roll.
New arm on the mound for Fayetteville as we head to the bottom of the eighth. The Salem Red Sox lead the Woodpeckers 4-0. Casey Ford, big right-hander, hailing from the great state of Utah, Logan, Utah. Ball one taken by Carson Seamus, 24-year-old, standing at 6'6", 275. Comes in with a 2-2 record and a 5.90 ERA for the Woodpeckers in 2022. 2-0 count to Seamus. Ford, a Kansas State Wildcat. Spent 5 years at KSU. There's a chopper to the right side. Charging is Ramirez. Throw on to first, and Seamus retired to begin the bottom of the eighth. So Ford comes in for Valente Bayozo, who stabilized things on the mound for Fayetteville after Miguel Loyola's tough start to the ball game, lasting just 2 1/3 innings. Bayozo, after Schroeder got the final two outs of the third, goes 4 full innings, gives up an earned run on 3, hits a pair of walks and 6 strikeouts. Back to the top of the order for Salem, Edinson Paulino for the fifth time, and he watches ball one miss outside. So that's back-to-back strong 4-inning outings for Bayozo. Good to see him build on what's been a strong return from injury. Fastball outside from Ford. It's been a lot of guys in this Fayetteville bullpen and rotation that have had to come back from some major arm injuries, and a lot of them have had a lot of success coming back from surgery. There's a fastball in for a strike. Christian Mejia is probably the best example of that. Came back, started the season with Fayetteville, and pitched so well early on that he ended up getting a call up to Asheville, one of several right-handed pitchers to get the call. There's a line drive into center field, and Edinson Paulino has his first hit of the contest and the sixth of the night for the Salem Red Sox. He's aboard with one away. Of course, Ryan Gusto, another guy who hadn't pitched in a couple of seasons, comes out and presses and ends up being one of the first guys to get called up to Asheville from the Woodpeckers in 2022. Brannier Bernassi, the switch hitting designated hitter tonight. Long pause by Ford, and he starts him off with a slider in for a strike. Paulino with a decent-sized lead off of first. See if he's in motion. Stays put. Fastball just a bit high. Seen Ford be in a save situation few times this season. In fact, picked up his first career save last Saturday night against Carolina. Fastball, not sure where that one missed, but it's ball two. Ford trying to pick up that outside corner, doesn't get the call from Trey Jester. Ford at Kansas State piled a 13-10 record with a 5.41 earned run average. 2-1. Line drive up the middle, and Molina can't get there. It's into center field. Back-to-back singles to center for Salem from Paulino and Bonassi. And with runners at first and second and only one out, an opportunity for one of the top hitters in all of the Carolina League, Marcelo Meyer, to put this game potentially out of reach.
Well, with the way it started, Colin, it feels like the game should have been out of reach a long time ago, but you're still sitting at just 4-0. Two of the six hits have come in each of the last couple of at-bats, and Salem finally started to put some good swings together after they really didn't have a lot of base hits over the first seven innings of this game.
Breaking ball, and Ford gets ahead in the count on Meyer. Drew a pair of walks in the first and the third. Grounded out in the fourth and singled his last time up in the sixth. Both runners on the move. Fastball outside. The throw down from Guillamo gets into left field past the glove of Whitaker, and that will bring home the fifth run of the ball game. Paulino trots in, staying at second base with a stolen bag is Bonassi. That'll be a double steal and an E2 on the poor throw from Freddie Guillamo. 5-0 the score.
Surprised to see Freddie short that throw. Of course, third base, so not as far of a throw. And he also seemed like he had a good time to make the throw. It was a little bit of a late break for Paulino at second base. Maybe Freddie aimed it a little bit, and it caused him to short the third base bag.
Backdoor breaking ball catches the zone. 1-2 on Meyer. That is an E2. First error of the night for Fayetteville. And the largest lead grows for Salem. Largest lead they've had in the series. Fouled straight back. Fayetteville has scored 5 runs twice in the first 2 games. Had a 5-run seventh inning on Tuesday night and put up 5 runs against starter Gabriel Jackson last night. They'll send the heart of the order to the plate in the ninth. Alvarez, Williams, and Whitaker. 4 delivers, and that one fouled off to the left. 96 on the gun. Benassi still at second, 1 home in the inning, 1 out, and a 1-2 count to Meyer. 4 delivers, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice stop by Guillamo, the runner going. The throw is short hopped, and Benassi is into third on the wild pitch. Once again, Guillamo leaving that throw up a little bit short, albeit he had to throw that a long way with the ball going towards the first base line away from the third base bag. Nice pick by Whitaker to prevent it from going into the outfield. Fayetteville infield is in with a 2-2 count on Meyer. Looking to drive in what would be his 40th RBI of the season. And a fly ball would be good enough to do so. Came into tonight with that OBP at 397 and has almost certainly climbed above the 400 mark, reaching base 3 times already. Ford a long pause, the 2-2. Another breaking ball in the dirt, and Guillamo gets down and blocks it with his body. Full count. That OPS, too, for Meyer, above 900. And it's a matter of when, not if, he'll get that call up to Greenville. Should be a quick ascension through the ranks for Meyer with the Boston Red Sox system. The 3-2, chopped foul, and he stays alive. Another great aspect to Meyer's is ability to work deep counts and make every pitcher he faces earn every single strike.
The track of Gavin Lux through the Dodgers system is one that might be similar to that of Meyer, where they grabbed him out of high school and then they kept him around the lower levels for about 2 years, and then they really accelerated him double-A, triple-A to get him to the big leagues.
Chopped by Meyer, and it glances off of his foot and back towards the mound.
Because once you have some success at double-A, that's where they talk about really facing a next threshold of pitching, guys who can get you out with more than just velocity but can actually locate breaking ball stuff. That's where you become a true hitter that can compete at the big league level. So Meyer excels at that level. You can see him at Fenway pretty shortly after.
Another 3-2 from Ford, and Meyer cranks it on the ground, foul outside of first. Drafted in that 2021 draft, the first round pick. Only Henry Davis, Jack Slider, and Jackson Joby taken in front of him. 2 college players, and Joby coming out of high school in Oklahoma. Davis, the Louisville Cardinal, and Jack Leiter, former Vanderbilt Commodore, quickly moving up the Texas Rangers system. 3-2. And Meyer, yet again, fouls off a full count offering. will be the 11th pit, excuse me, the 12th pitch of the at-bat. So he is making Ford earn it. Blaze Jordan waits on deck. Benassi still at third. The pitch inside, ball four. As Marcelo Meyer has drawn his third walk of the ball game, he has reached four times in five plate appearances. Gets a round of applause from the Salem faithful as he trots on down to first base. That puts runners at the corners, so only one out.
It's back-to-back games now, Colin, that Meyer's been on in four of five plate appearances. Did yesterday with two walks and two base hits, tonight with the three walks and the single.
First pitch to Blaze Jordan is swung on and missed. Jordan coming into this at-bat, having also reached three times. Walk in the first, a double in the fifth, and a walk in the sixth. Big cut, and Ford going right at him with the fastball, nothing in two. Looking at those three guys drafted in front of Meyer. Henry Davis has seen time at four different levels this year. There's a chopper to first base off the glove of Williams, and Ford covered the bag, but the throw never came from Yaris Ramirez, and that brings in another run. Benassi scores. Marcelo Meyer up to second as Jordan makes it into first base. That's the second error of the inning, and it will be a fielding one on Justin Williams.
Yeah, ball that got up on Justin pretty quickly, but with that big first baseman's mitt, that's why I have it. Got to scoop that one in. Rolled up his arm. Surprised to see Alvarez make it to Ramirez not throw over to first base. Casey Ford was in the area, and I don't know if Williams might have been in the throwing path, but it seemed like they might have been able to get it out at first, and the throw never came, like you said, Colin.
Strike one to Tyler Miller. The score now 6-0 Salem. Miller drove in a run back in the first inning on a sacrifice fly to kick off the scoring. Takes ball one, 1-1. Back to Davis, though. He's played at all sorts of levels so far. He's made it up to Double-A Altoona with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Struggling a bit there, hitting just 177, albeit in just 17 games. Breaking ball knocked down by Guillamo. No advance from either runner. Jack Leiter, he just got rushed right to Double-A from the start with the Frisco Rough Riders. And he has had a bit of a humbling start to his minor league career, 3-8 with a 5.80 ERA in 59 innings. 68 strikeouts to 34 walks, so at least a 2-1 ratio in that regard. 2-1, fastball just outside. It's now 3-1. As for Jackson Joby, he has spent his season with the Lakeland Flying Tigers as that ball is fouled up and out of play. If not mistaken, I think he might actually be injured at the moment. Could be wrong. I think he might have started the season actually on the IL for the third round pick for the Detroit Tigers. They've had a lot of issues with arm injuries throughout their system. There's a foul straight back. Of course, Casey Mize undergoing Tommy John surgery. That was a big blow to the Tigers' morale at the start of this season. And just the struggle to put things together, developing all these high draft picks. Spencer Torkelson, been a rough start to his big league career. Drafted first overall out of Arizona State. 3-2, breaking ball, called strike three as Miller thought he had ball four. As he bends backward in disgust, but he picks up his bat and walks back to the dugout. First strikeout on the night for Casey Ford. And there are now two away in the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, couldn't put it much higher. Otherwise, you're looking at ball four there. That was a 50-50 call, and zone expanded a little bit there for Casey. He'll take it. Avoids that 13th walk as a team tonight.
Strike one to McElveny. Daniel McElveny is 1-for-3. An RBI double and a walk. He has also struck out twice. Now the 0-1. A swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Now Joby actually has, he's been healthy the whole year. Started in April 17th, making his minor league debut with Lakeland. Single A affiliate of the Tigers. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three, and the inning is over. So Casey Ford notches a pair of strikeouts to close out the eighth inning, but a couple more runs score for Salem. Take a 6-0 lead into the top of the ninth inning, looking for their first win of the series. Fayetteville will need a rally. Stay tuned for the conclusion on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Salem Red Sox 6 and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers nothing. Last opportunity for the Woodpeckers in the top of the ninth inning from Salem, Virginia. And to take us home, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Jose Alvarez stays off a high fastball from Nathaniel Cruz back out for his third inning of relief work. His pitch is a slider that darts to the outside corner, and it's called strike one, 1-1. Woodpeckers short two-game winning streak in jeopardy tonight. And Salem trying to inch their way back into this series. After the Woodpeckers scored 16 runs over the first two games, they have a big old goose egg in the run column tonight. 6-0 score. Here's the 2-1, and it's dumped back and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Alvarez, Williams, and Tyler Whitaker are the three scheduled. Part of the lineup tonight, devoid of Logan Cerny and Colin Price, and it does seem like that's had an effect. Cerny with a home run this week. Three RBIs yesterday on a pair of doubles for Price. Two ball, two strike pitch, and that scoots Alvarez off the plate. 3-2. Make sure to tune in the broadcast a little early tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch again in Salem. 6:50 will be on the air. And we actually got to sit down with the newest Woodpecker tonight, Colin Price, and talk over the start of his pro career. This ball rolled out to Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. He throws deep near the fringe of the left center field grass and gets Alvarez on a high throw. 6-3 put out. Justin Williams now coming up. It was great to know Colin. Get to know Colin a little bit. Colin with two L's, the right way you spell it. It's that right, Colin, with one L.
It's funny because a lot of people do say that. So, and
Majority of the Collins I've seen do spell with one L.
Yeah. Bias aside, I feel the same way. I don't really see a whole lot of two L's, but everyone seems to say, everyone asks me how it's spelled. Often they say, oh, is it two L's? And I'm like, no, just one.
Just one. So that's how we differentiate between the two of you guys. Also, Colin Price is 6'6 and a good baseball player. You're not. That's okay, though. Pop up, and this will get out of play. A foul ball.
I'd argue that, but I did get cut from JV my sophomore year after an injury play freshman year. If I didn't break my wrist, you know, maybe I'd be out there on the field with Colin Price.
It only took me 1 year longer to get let go, so that's why we're up here. This pitch runs inside and gets Justin Williams right on the left ankle, right above that left ankle, around the calf area even, and he'll head to first on a hit-by-pitch. A one-out base runner. And even though the Woodpeckers trail 6-0, see if they can try and avoid the shutout bid tonight. With a couple of outs to play with, and Tyler Whitaker stepping into the plate for the fourth time tonight. He is 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts and also a double play ball. First one his way is chopped out to third. Jordan Fields behind the third base bag, goes to second, and Williams is out sliding in. Looked like he got to that bag in time, but he's called out by Perry Schwartz, standing right near second base, and that'll end up being a fielder's choice for Whitaker. That was just too high of a hop towards third to be a double play ball. But they get the leading runner, and the Woodpeckers are down to their final out. Victor Mascai representing that final chance. He's in the left side. 0-2. And here's the first one to him. Up and outside, 1-0. Stick around immediately following tonight's game for the Woodpeckers postgame show. We'll break down tonight's big moments, give you the final stat lines on some of the top performers that gets you set for game four of this series tomorrow. Slider down and inside. And the count is 2-0 on Victor Mascai. One of just two Woodpeckers to draw a walk tonight. Salem has thrown a lot of strikes. They haven't had a ton of strikeouts, 8 in total, but they've limited those free base runners, something they were unable to do the first couple of days. Wraparound slider called a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Nathaniel Cruz comes home, misses outside. He's trying for a save tonight. Came on in the 7th behind Christopher Troy, who threw a scoreless 6th. Left a couple of inherited base runners aboard. And even with the 6-run advantage, Cruz trying to go 3 innings to close the game. Get himself that save. That's the one little caveat to the save rule some often forget. Mascai foul tipped one into McIlvaney's gear. 3-2, two outs. Woodpeckers down to their final strike on this Thursday night in Salem, Virginia. Whitaker will be on the move, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. This game is over. Victor Mascai strikes out, and the Woodpeckers get shut out tonight by the Salem Red Sox. Angel Bastardo, Christopher Troy, and Nathaniel Cruz combined to go the distance tonight. And the shutout in this one makes this a 2-1 series going into Friday night. Handshakes on the middle of the diamond for the Salem ball players. Tonight's shutout, the 8th that the Woodpeckers have been on the losing end of. 6-0 the final score, 5 hits for the Woodpeckers, pair of errors, 6 hits for Salem, 1 error by their defense. And next, the postgame show coming up. We'll talk about tonight's action and get you set for tomorrow, game 4 of the series, when we return in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secor Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Thanks for making us a part of your Thursday night plans on the road tonight. 6-0. The Woodpeckers short 2-0 record puts a loss in the column. 6-0 final. Salem with 6 hits and an error tonight. The Woodpeckers scratched across 5 base hits and committed 2 fielding errors but did not score a run, as Angel Bastardo, Christopher Troy, and Nathaniel Cruz go the distance today. They struck out 9 Woodpeckers, including Victor Miskai, to end the ballgame, and limited the free base runners, just a pair of walks and a hit batter. And the Woodpeckers, Colin, every time they got some runners on base, they only had the 5 hits, 4 singles and an extra base hit. Just couldn't bring them around. They couldn't link together those consecutive hits that we've seen them do the last couple of nights. And you have to credit the Salem pitching staff that used the defense behind them to get the job done tonight and shut down what was a very hot Fayetteville offense coming into tonight that was without a couple of its stars in the lineup.
Yeah, they certainly were. Got a couple of days of rest here for some of their heavy hitters from the previous couple of nights, Colin Price most notably. But you got to give a lot of credit to the Red Sox. I mean, they've pitched well. They played some excellent defense, turned a couple of big double plays. Angel Bastardo on the mound goes 5-plus innings, giving up 0 runs. And then Christopher Troy comes in to clean up that 6th inning before Nathaniel Cruz coming back after making his first appearance in single A since April against, coincidentally, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And, man, was he electric on the mound. 3 innings, no runs allowed, just a 1 hit, no walks, couple of strikeouts. Coming back in a big way and picking up his first save in single A. And for Fayetteville, it was just a bad night pitching and a bad night at the plate. So at the very least, at least you had both of those at the same time. Not to mention a couple of errors in the field as well. So just a frustrating night. But hey, can't win them all. And the great thing about it, we've still got three games to go here in Salem. And the Red Sox will be looking to even the series tomorrow. So Fayetteville's got to have a quick turnaround if they want to try to secure that split and go into the weekend with a lot of momentum against a Red Sox team that's, they've proven they're not going away easily. We saw them come back from 5-0 on Wednesday night and make it a ball game.
Yeah.
Come back tonight, score six runs, and shut out the Woodpeckers in a big way. So they have a pretty short memory. Question is, do the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have that short memory as well?
Yeah, I got to imagine some of those guys. Cerny Price will be back in the order tomorrow. We'll see if Jackson Hallmark gets to play a little bit longer after he was replaced tonight midway through it. Yuri Ramirez did have a good game, got on in both of his plate appearances, finished 1-for-1 on the day. But nobody with multi-hit games today. The story had been all those three-hit ball games over the recent nights. Leo Stanny Molina did come up with a base hit today, but finished 1-for-3. And does have a base hit in all three games of this series. The loss ends up going to Miguel Ulloa, who wasn't himself command-wise tonight. A season-high 7 walks over 2 1/3 innings. He gave up the 2 earned runs and falls to 2-1, the first losing decision this year for Ulloa. The win goes to Angel Bastardo, who threw 5 scoreless, pitched into the 6th, but then was replaced by the bullpen man. That was Christopher Troy that left 2 inherited runners on. One of the Woodpeckers' better chances to try and score tonight came in the 6th, but they went without a run. Bastardo ends up going 5 scoreless, improves to 3-3 on the year, while Nathaniel Cruz, despite the big lead, ended up getting the save, tossing the final 3 scoreless innings in this one. With the win, the Salem Red Sox are now 50-48 overall, and they go to 15-17 in the second half of play. The Woodpeckers fall to 43-54, and they are now 20-game losers in the second half, 12-20, the new overall second-half record for the Woodpeckers. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 37 minutes, the shortest one this week so far, in front of a Salem crowd of 3,937 in the park tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Turn the page to tomorrow, game 4 of this series, August 5th. Tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch here in Salem. It'll be right-hander Carlos Calderon, 3-5 with a 4.38 ERA, going up against right-hander Juan Encarnacion of the Salem Red Sox, 7-4. With a 4.20 ERA. First pitch again, 7:05, and Colin and I will be on the air with you at 6:50. And make sure to tune in for tomorrow's pregame show, as we will be joined with newcomer to the Woodpeckers, Colin Price. He sat down with us pregame today to talk about the first couple days of his pro career, what the draft process was like, his time at Mercer, and growing up in the state of Georgia as a former Atlanta Braves fan growing up. So we'll talk to Colin about all that stuff tomorrow on the pregame show. Make sure to tune in again, 6:50 start, with a 7:05 first pitch. A big thanks to Colin Casey on the broadcast tonight, my broadcast partner alongside for tonight's action, and a biggest thank you to you, the Woodpeckers fans, who tuned us in, that is. Hopefully you didn't tune us out from time to time, maybe with the score, but thanks for flicking on the broadcast and making us a part of your Thursday night plans. We'll talk to you tomorrow here from Salem. I'm Andrew Chapman signing off. Tonight's final, the Red Sox 6 and the Woodpeckers nothing. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.